Module 8, Inventory Management. Inventory management is the critical stage in supply chain management because it helps to establish inventory and sales patterns, increase working capital, and turn inventory in cash. Inventory management involves various metrics and forecasting. It also involves how firms move their inventory and maintain accurate records. Data warehousing plays a large part in successfully managing inventories in a supply chain. Levels of inventory. Inventory carrying costs are major expenditures in any business. Inventories vary according to the form and function and include raw materials, finished product, dead stock, perishables, and work-in-progress goods. Supply chain managers will need to coordinate between various departments, but especially production and customer service, to determine appropriate levels of inventory. Supply chain managers will also want to examine all relevant forecasts when setting final inventory levels. Just-in-time inventory. Just-in-time inventory, JIT, is a commonly used method used to manage inventory levels in production. In this scenario, items are produced right before they are needed for the next step in a process. Items are not produced ahead of time and kept in inventory for a long period of time. JIT production greatly reduces cost and in-process inventory. Keeping accurate records. To keep inventory at appropriate levels and ensure customer satisfaction, supply chains must maintain accurate records. In most cases, 95% accuracy or better is recommended. Accurate record keeping helps firms plan, control, and organize inventory so the right products are ordered to meet customer demand. Accurate record keeping also helps firms achieve economies of scale and reduce inventory costs. Supply chains should have a dedicated software and database system for maintaining accurate records. Inventory calculator. An inventory calculator measures the inventory turnover rate. Inventory calculations provide supply chain managers important data for setting inventory levels. Inventory calculators help determine the rate inventory items are sold and replaced in a specific period of time, such as a year. Inventory calculations can also help supply chain managers determine the quality of goods and set benchmarks. The calculation for inventory turnover is turnover equals cost of goods divided by average inventory. Managers can use the below calculation to determine the average days in inventory. Average days in inventory equals 365 times turnover. Case studies. JIT Productions Incorporated manufactures novelty bags for retailers. Their sales are seasonal. The holiday seasons and special promotions are the bulk of their sales. They also make bags specifically for customers and some with themes from cartoon characters or recent events. Inventory management is a key piece in successful operations of this business, and unfortunately, something they have not had a good handle on. The holidays are coming, and they are anticipating sales to increase 10% from last year. They sold about 1 million bags to 50 customers last year. Their average inventory is 1 million pieces at an average cost of 20 cents per unit.